Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be glorified. Be honored. Thank you for a time like this. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And again, like Dr. Misenenche said, greetings to you from the wonderful nation of Madagascar. We'll be showing you the crusade report shortly. But this morning, we are speaking on the subject, taking charge through divine guidance. Taking charge through divine guidance. Actually, the whole of the month is anchored on this subject, taking charge through divine guidance. First Chronicles chapter 12 and in verse 32, the Bible said, and of the sons of Issachar, of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. They had understanding. They had divine guidance, and their brethren were at their commandment. This morning, we're going to understand the power of divine guidance to establish people in dominion. And we're also going to understand the way of dominion. True divine guidance. The power of divine guidance to establish people in dominion. And we shall also understand the way of dominion through divine guidance. It is established throughout Scripture that divine guidance lifts people up from positions of defeat. Positions of despair. Positions of hopelessness. Defeat, despair, hopelessness. To positions of triumph and authority. The sons of Issachar took charge because they had understanding. They knew the mind of God. They knew what God wanted to do per time. They knew the direction God wanted them to go per time. They knew what God was saying per time. The outcome of that was that they took charge. Everyone who is in touch with the voice of God must take charge in the realm of men. Anyone who is in touch with the voice of God must take charge in the world of men. Anyone who is in touch with the guidance of God must take charge in the realm of men. Anyone who is in touch with the direction of God must stand out in the world and in the realm of men. They had the understanding of the times. We're going to look at three examples of people that took charge as they were guided. Example number one, popular example, Abraham. Abraham was in the realm of emptiness in every sense of the word. Emptiness. No child. No resources. Abraham was a victim, like I said before, of negative family patterns. The patterns of his family were not good. Dying before time, living without relevance, starting without finishing. That was the story of Abraham's family. Dying before time, that was Lot's father, Haran, Abraham's junior brother. Living without relevance, that was Abraham's brother, Nahor. Starting the journey without finishing, that was Abraham's father, Terah. That was the cycle of family where he came from. What will a 75-year-old man be doing in his father's house at the age of 75? When God said, get out of your father's house. If somebody is living in his father's house at the age of 45, it's a challenge. At the age of 50, it's very challenging. 60 is challenging. 70, disaster. That is, he's still in his father's house. That was Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1. And the Lord said to Abraham, get out of thy country, from thy kingdom, and from thy father's house. But God guided him. There was a guidance that came. And you read all the way from chapter 12, from chapter 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. That guidance brought Abraham to the realm of generational authority. He became a generational authority. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2, chapter 13 and in verse 2, and Abraham became very rich in cattle, in silver and gold. Genesis chapter 24 verse 1, the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14, Abraham became the reference of the blessing in every realm. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the true faith. This morning I speak and I announce to someone here today, the God of Abraham is going to give you that kind of guide and direction that will make you take charge in life in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord, say amen. I decree, I announce today, the God of Abraham is going to give you a direction that will cause you to take charge in your generation. You believe that, shout the Lord, say amen. Lift your hands, say, I receive that guidance. I receive that direction. I shall escape the calamities of my father's house. Is there anybody here trusting the Lord that the negativities of your family, the negativities of your father's house, the negativities of your community shall not be your portion? You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Say, I shall escape the negativities of my family, of my community, of my father's house. I shall not be the victim of the negative patterns of my father's house. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. The loudest amen. Take yourself. You can see how a man who lived in a father's house at 75 years. 75 years is where you think somebody has already retired. But that was where God was starting with him. Anywhere can be a starting point in life, provided you can hear God. Any level, any realm, any stage can be a starting point in life once you can hear God. It is possible for people to give up on you, but not until you have heard the voice of God. People may conclude, and yourself may have concluded on yourself, that your life is up and everything is over until you hear from God. That voice is coming for somebody here this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our second example will be the example of the divine guidance that Elijah received. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 3 to verse 9. God spoke to Elijah and he said, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Somebody say a loud amen. Elijah was in the midst of two situations, or three. First of all, he was in the midst of national shortage, scarcity, and famine. The problem was national. Shortage, scarcity, famine. Secondly, he was in the middle of threat to his life. On the run from the wicked king and queen Ahab and Jezebel. Life at risk. Supplies short. Life at risk. On the run. It was in this climate that the word of God came to him. And by the arrival of the guidance of God, Elijah stepped into a realm of authority where it appeared like the scarcity did not exist. God's voice will make you to be in the land without experiencing the land. God's guidance can make you to be in a nation without experiencing the negativity of the nation. Doesn't matter what anyone says, that is real and is true. Under the kind of climate we are in, you don't go restlessly to every nation, nation from nation to nation to nation for crusade, spending millions under this climate, and you went there and you took no offering. No offering in the crusade, no offering in ministers' conference. One of the anchor ministers there told me, the last morning, which was the leadership morning, the political people, business people, and leaders, which was yesterday morning, say, can I please at least take offering in that one? I said, that is a place where not to, if there's anywhere to, not to take offering, that is the one. I'm sure some of you know that. If there is anywhere where offering should not be taken, it is that particular one. We don't have any challenge. 100% of everything that was spent there, we carried it. We didn't come here for your money. 100%. Not one dime from that land. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not one. How do you function like that? How do you operate like that? Where climate is tough, guided by God. Guided by God, following the dictates of God, not following the dictates of man. That is, you can be in charge. You can be, somebody say, see what I am undergoing. You can be an overcomer instead of an undergoer, based depending on what you are hearing. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, give me the ear to hear you. Are you listening to this? No matter how dry the land is, there is a brook that has not dried. The whole land was dry, but Elijah was being directed to a brook that has not dried. And it is only God who knows the brook that hasn't dried, because in your eyes everything in the land is dry, but for God there is a place that is not dried. There is something that is still working. There is somewhere that is still flourishing. There is a supply somewhere. And until he tells you and opens your eyes, you cannot know. Ola, ola. That is why it is good to be guided by God. He said, if you be willing and obedient, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, you shall eat the good. No matter how bad any land is, there is still good there. No matter how loud, how bad any place is on earth, there is still good there. No matter how bad any family is, good can come out of it. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Come and see. It's possible that Nazareth was notorious for calamities or negativities or littleness. But something good came out of Nazareth. This morning I came to announce to you that one voice from God will put you in charge. In charge of any negative thing, any adverse situation, any calamity. One direction from God. One direction from God. One direction from God. One direction from God will take you on top. They say people don't get married in your family. Then you became the first to get married because you heard something from God. They say people don't cross a certain level from your community. Then you became the first to cross that level because you heard something from God. They say people can't reach a certain dimension in the. Do you know there are people who can't even successfully be Christians because of the gods of their fathers? Not to talk of becoming pastors. Oh yes, they attack you. They said you are not permitted from ancient altars and ancient transactions. Nobody from here is meant to be a Christian. Not to talk of you being a pastor. I've come across such people before. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And so you are struggling with your spiritual life. That you became a Christian, you became a point of contact for attack. But by hearing from God, by connecting with his voice and his sound, you just took off and stepped out and stood out. And everybody is wondering what happened to this man. You just heard one voice from God. Every deaf devil that is a spiritual deafness spirit, is spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness, today I declare that power arrested right now. The spirit of deafness, spiritual deafness, the spirit of spiritual blindness is arrested right now. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. No matter how dry the land is, it is not totally dry. There is a brook that has not dried.
And it is only God who will show you where that brook is. Finally, third example I'll give you was the example of the Apostle Peter in the midst of the storm. That was in the book of Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 24. Matthew 14, 24, all the way to verse 29. Said Jesus was going to meet the disciples, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to Jesus. Hallelujah! That is, you can walk on any storm if you can hear God. Hello? You can walk on any storm of life if you can get to hear God. If God can say one word to you, it may be a ministry storm, it may be a financial storm, it may be a marital storm, it may be a career storm. All you need to hear from God is one word, and you step on top of the storm. Everybody was sitting in the ship. Only one person walked on the storm. And the only one who walked on the storm was the only one who received the direction. Am I communicating? If you can hear God, your case can be different. If you can hear God, your case can be different in your company. Your case can be different in your organization. Your case can be different in your community. Your case can be different. Listen, the greatest challenge we have is not our situation, but our revelation. The situation was the same for everybody. There was a storm, but the revelation was different for Peter. The direction was different for Peter. And once the direction was different, the destination, the outcome became different. So what should bother you is not what you are inside. What should bother you is what is God saying. Somebody didn't hear that. What should bother you the most is not what you are inside. What should bother you the most is what is God saying. What is God saying, and what are you saying? Many times we are flying, and at least I can remember two or three vivid times where the pilot said, "Get ready, because the storm here is very, very bad. We're entering a turbulence, and it will be lasting for about 20 minutes. You know, in the air, turbulence for 1 minute is not good enough. Not to talk of, be patient for 20 minutes to be, for the aircraft to be shaking." And then wherever Dr. Mr. Nenja is sitting, we stretch hand and said, "In the name of Jesus, not canceled, deleted, nullified, cleared." And then it continues normal. So one day when we landed, I said, "Pilot, I thought you said that there would be storm. What happened?" He said, "I don't know what the people did." I don't know. I don't. Maybe you prayed. I don't know. But it is clear that it was meant to be there. The other one, they announced it twice. The computer announced it. The pilot announced it. Everybody announced it. You all remember? Just went straight.
went smoothly. Hallelujah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? What is God saying and what are you saying?
It's a question.
It is not a matter of what is happening around. What is God's counsel? There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Not the situation on the ground. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. I announce to someone here, after this service, you are stepping upon that storm. And you are walking upon that storm. Every storm of life that is a challenge to your life today is over. There are some, your storm is undiagnosable medical condition. They don't know what is wrong with you and yet you are not well. I announce today that storm is arrested. The storm might be a demon in your office that will not allow you to rest and causing you trouble and turbulence all the time. By divine guidance and the voice of God this morning, that storm is arrested. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus. That storm is over. My storm is over. The storm is over. Say, I walk on the storm. I take charge on the storm. I take charge of the storm. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You will see the practicality of this word in your life today in the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly as we round off. What is the impact of divine guidance? What does it do? How does divine guidance put a man in charge? Number one, and this will be consistent for the two services. Number one, divine guidance brings an immediate injection of faith and boldness to dare anything. It brings an immediate injection of faith. Immediate injection. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing. So if you can hear God, if you can hear what God is saying, if you can see what God is saying, Romans 10:17. So there is an injection. And 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that makes us to take charge, even our faith. So when God gives a word, shows you a revelation or says something to you, there is an immediate injection of faith that causes you to take charge. Secondly, divine guidance, which is the voice of God actually, brings an immediate empowerment to take charge of situations. The voice of God carries the power of God. Immediate empowerment to take charge of situations of life. In Psalm 29 and in verse 3, he said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is powerful. It brings you an immediate injection of power. And where the word of the Lord, the King is, there is power. Power gives us the capacity to take charge. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. I am full of power. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression. Power causes men to take charge. And the voice of God, the direction and the guidance of God injects power. Finally, number three. The voice or the guidance of God brings instant defeat to the enemy and his forces. Instant defeat to the enemy and his forces. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31. The Bible said, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down. Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down. We smote with a rod. The voice of God to you, the voice of God to me brings defeat to the adversary. It's a new day. Somebody say loud amen. Finally, what do we do with the voice of the Lord? What do we do to take charge through divine guidance? What do we do to take charge through divine guidance? Number one, be on the lookout for divine instruction in all situations. On the lookout for divine instruction, direction, or guidance in all situations. Be on the lookout. Like I said earlier on, it's not a matter of what is happening. It's a matter of what is God saying. Be on the lookout for divine direction, divine guidance, divine instruction in all situations. Psalm 85 and in verse 8, he said, I will hear what the Lord will speak. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I will hear. So we have to be deliberate in hearing. We have to be intentional in hearing. And like I said, his voice will come through the dream of the night, come through the scripture, come through the service like this. Just be open. He can use anything to speak to you. Just be open. Be on the lookout. Number two, determine to believe God's guidance and direction, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. Determine to believe God's guidance and direction, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. Because there are instructions that may sound very ridiculous. Get out of your father's house. Get out of your kindred to the land I will show you. To which land? I will show you to which land. Get out first. Be on the road. Keep going. Just be moving. Am I a madman? Just be moving. Just step out and start going. No matter how ridiculous it sounds. You mean I should go to the brook? Raven will give me food. Does Raven give anybody food? Raven that is so hungry that it eats its own children. Go to the widow of Zarephath. If you are to send me to somebody for feeding, is it widow? Widow is looking for food. You don't have it, will you give to teacher? Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have to eat. Will you donate to teacher? You know the village in those days where everybody is meant to donate something to teacher. They say, have you brought your own to bath? Yeah. Say, for where? I don't have what to eat. Will I donate it to teacher? Hallelujah. Send me to the house of a wealthy man. Send me to the house of the king. No, go to the widow. I want you to hear this and don't forget it for life. God uses, most times, God uses the ridiculous to produce the miraculous. Many times it appears ridiculous. It is too ridiculous to be real. It is too insensible. It's too stupid. But the foolishness of God is always wiser than men. That is why many have not been where they should be or taking charge as they should. Because they are trying to analyze the instruction until they paralyze the manifestation. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Most times when God is going to guide you to take charge in certain realms and domains, it may not make sense. It doesn't have to make sense to make faith. Because most times faith and sense are opposite, antagonistic. Finally, determine to obey him irrespective of how ridiculous it looks. And then finally, act promptly on divine guidance and direction. Act promptly. If God is guiding, if God is directing, act promptly. Because action is the switch of power. Genesis 12, verse 4 to 5. And Abraham departed. Once God finished speaking, so Abraham departed. No analysis, no this and that. So Abraham departed. So Abraham departed. So Abraham departed. Don't forget this. Most times, don't forget this. Action delayed could be manifestation denied. The delay of the action could be the denial of the manifestation expected. Action delayed could be manifestation denied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud most amen. I see God speaking to someone fresh in this season. I see fresh direction coming for somebody. Clarity of instruction coming for somebody. And if you are that one, you stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. You shout the louder believers amen. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for direction.
For direction.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
Father,
I shall take charge.
I shall take charge
by divine guidance,
by divine
and, direction.
And direction.
And my ears are open to receive your direction.
Receive your
direction. Today, Lord.
Today, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead and speak to God 1 minute. To me today, thank you for clarity and direction. I shall take charge by divine guidance and direction. My ears are open to receive your guidance today, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.